I'm very happy now to welcome Alana Offield. She is the Student Activism Coordinator with Amnesty International New Mexico, and there is a conference happening at the University of New Mexico this coming Saturday. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Alana.
Thanks for having me.
So what's happening this weekend?
Well, this weekend, it's been about 2 years in the making. We're having Amnesty International New Mexico's first ever student activist training. And the idea is to provide workshops on human rights issues that are specific to New Mexico, as well as provide some leadership training and activist building for students in New Mexico, just kind of aiming to give them a voice and to get them inspired to do activist work, both in their campuses and in their communities, too.
What are some of the human rights issues that affect New Mexicans?
Well, there's definitely lots of issues around immigration. That's kind of the big one with all the things that were happening in Arizona this past summer. Lots of the students that we've talked to with Amnesty International, that's what they want to start organizing around, and they want to make sure that New Mexico doesn't adopt the same laws that Arizona attempted to. And there's also lots of issues around equal marriage equality rights, and we'll be working on some of that as well in conjunction with the ACLU.
The people who oppose immigration reform of any kind don't really see it as a human rights issue. Explain how it is a human rights issue to you.
Immigration is a human rights issue because if you think back through history, originally immigrants in this country were treated very badly, and then eventually they were able to assimilate with the birth of suburbanization. And we've reached a point now where people are afraid to talk about the race issues around human rights, but we see those race issues as important. Knowing that a lot of what's not being said around immigration is about race and about fear of people that are different from us, be that through skin color or culture. And Amnesty International wants to build a global community, and we understand that immigration is a natural part of any country, and that we need reform to make sure that all the immigration laws that we enact have nothing to do with race or culture.
I think another human rights issue around immigration is the, first of all, the division of families when some of them have different legal status than others, or when children come home to find no parents because their parents have been deported, things like that. And also the deportation of people who really grew up in this country since they were 2 years old and have no homeland to go back to, and yet they're sent away. I mean, those are horrible cases and very destructive.
They are, and Amnesty released a report a few years back called Jailed Without Detention, Jailed Without Justice, and that was around immigrant detention, and a lot of what they looked at was cases of children being separated from their families, and even cases of American citizens that were put into ICE detention centers because, you know, their English wasn't that well, and they get picked up, and they can't provide the proper documents, but they are actually citizens of this country, and there were several cases of people that spent weeks, even months, in detention centers whenever they were citizens separated from their family.
So if people want to get in touch with you, is this open to only college students, or who can actually go to this this workshop happening this weekend?
It's university and high school level students, and we've got both age groups coming now. And so we welcome anyone, even if your school doesn't have an Amnesty International group. If you're interested in social justice activism and learning some of the leadership skills that go along with it, we're more than happy to welcome anyone.
Alana Offield is Student Activism Coordinator with Amnesty International New Mexico. What is a contact number and or website that people can reach you at?
Well, people can call me directly on my cell phone, which is 325-280-2559, Or you can email me at Alanna Offield, AlannaOffield, at yahoo.com, and I can send you on a link to the registration form. And if you want more information about Amnesty International, you can go to www.aiusa.org.
And if anybody's missed any of that, you can write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. Alanna, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.